The state of Washington sent high-needs foster youth to a reform school in Iowa where they were isolated, held in a restrictive setting, and at times subject to abusive restraint practices. That's according to a scathing report being released Wednesday by the advocacy group Disability Rights Washington. As Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports, the findings are fueling calls to bring all out-of-state foster youth back home to Washington.
The 48-page report is titled Let Us Come Home. It chronicles the experiences of Washington youth at Clarinda Academy in Clarinda, Iowa. According to the report, the residential foster care facility is operated more like a correctional facility than a school. Susan Cass is an attorney with Disability Rights Washington and the author of the report.
There's definitely a sense of no privacy, no individual autonomy or liberty, an extremely restrictive environment.
But of particular concern to Cass, who visited Clarinda twice, were reports from Washington youth that they were often physically restrained by staff.
It was fairly universally stated that during a staff intervention, that if a student moves, that that is justification for a restraint. So that was the phrase that we heard. They drop you if you move. They drop you if you move.
One of the Washington foster youth who spoke to investigators is 16 years old and spent nearly a year at Clarinda. We're not naming her. By phone, she said there were things she liked about Clarinda, and she bonded with some of the staff. But she also described being restrained more than once.
I didn't like the restraints at all. They hurt. I couldn't deal with it.
One time, she says, staff intervened because she was trying to harm herself. She describes a staff member holding her arms behind her and pulling up on them to the point of acute pain.
I couldn't take it no more, so I fought it, and then eventually I was put onto the ground. I was so sore for at least 3 days.
The report notes that studies have shown restraining youth with mental health issues is both harmful and dangerous. Clarinda is owned and operated by Sequel Youth and Family Services. It's an Alabama-based company with operations in 20 states. The company did not respond to a request for comment for this story. On its website, Sequel says it strives to ensure that all of those we serve are safe and that we help them lead independent, fulfilling lives.
I was concerned by the allegations.
This is Ross Hunter, the secretary of Washington's Department of Children, Youth, and Families. It's a new agency that took over Washington's foster care system last July. Hunter says after reading a draft of the report, he halted admissions to Clarinda and sent his senior staff to visit all of the out-of-state facilities that currently house Washington foster youth. The majority are operated by Sequel.
We have about 80 children in group homes out of state. And the reason they're in group homes out of state is that we don't have treatment facilities in state that are adequate for what in some cases are really complex behavioral needs.
The Disability Rights Washington report calls on the state to bring those children home, saying Washington's use of out-of-state facilities is creating an unacceptably heightened risk of abuse and neglect.
I absolutely agree with them. We need to have those kids in state. There's little reason in general to have kids out of state.
Hunter says he's requesting money in the next 2-year state budget to bring all out-of-state youth home. For the 16-year-old who spent time at Clarinda and is now currently at a facility in South Carolina, her fourth out-of-state placement, a return to Washington can't come soon enough.
They sending me out of state makes me more, I guess, stressed and depressed, because why would you send me further away from people that I consider family?
She added, I want to go back to Washington so, so bad. I want to be in Washington. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.